Please welcome Lorelai Egli.
As we said, I love the themes, because now everything that I had thought about and prepared, I'm looking at the artwork and I think that's roughing it, taking all of these odd pieces and putting them together and making beautiful new art. And if Beth were still here, I would give a very strong rebuttal to her story about camping, because I have quite a different opinion, and I think that if I sent her out with a bowl and an umbrella to Kern County or something by a river, that it would be a really great experience for her. But since she's not here, I won't go on about that. So I recently thought about this subject today, and I worked in bookstores all my life. So I like words. I was thinking, I've just had a recent, I was going to call them rash of visitors, but I decided that didn't sound very attractive. So I'm going to say a plethora of visitors. And I live in Los Osos, and a friend of mine works at an insurance agency and copied this paper, and I ran it by Kirk. These are not notes. It's just something that I wanted to read, because it says, Baywood Park Estates, some they call it Heart's Desire, and some they call it home, and some they call it Port of Dreams when far away they roam. And that this was, I guess, an ad. This is a picture of my house, which is one of the first houses in Los Osos. It was built in 1947, which my family's from Switzerland, so compared to Swiss standards, that's not very old at all. And on this picture, it's on 7th Street, and all the way to 2nd Street, there are no other homes. So these five blocks were empty. And it says, this delightful home is Baywood Park Estates, which we've never called it, but now we are. Is built in rustic log style. Building costs here are about U.S. average, or perhaps a bit less, because of our mild climate. So this is 1947. Mineral deposits and oil wells furnish employment. San Luis Obispo County is rich in natural resources. Although the major industry of the county is agriculture, such industries as mining and petroleum are already assuming significant proportions. There are many millions of dollars of oil development in this county in both wells and refineries. Gold and copper mines have been developed in several localities nearby. So this might be a secret. So I don't know if 4 or 5 miles southeast of Baywood Park Estates, there is an enormous deposit of iron ore, said to be the largest on the Pacific Ocean. So I'm thinking, that's about where Diablo Canyon is. And that's, I don't know, iron ore, radioaction. I'm not a scientist, but anyway, there's also chrome and manganese, and considerable interest has been shown in the development of these properties. I'm confident that the day is not far off when America will need these vast deposits and a new industry for this section of the coast will spring into being. So I'm kind of excited, because here I thought I had this little, we call it our permanent vacation home, kind of rough, and it's 650 square feet. And so it's not very big, but we have multiple outbuildings, kind of in a Appalachia style. we have a metal garden shed, and my husband, I don't know if you're familiar with Pacific Lumber, Don Seawater. My husband had one of his sheds moved to our property, so he has a fantastic, it was a fair sample, so we got it for a real good deal. And it's this beautiful cedar log cabin that he has set up as his shop. And I have what we call a studio. It's a cross between a shed and a studio. And my husband added 3 feet to, it was actually where the laundry room and washing machine were. And he added 3 feet, I think it's 3 feet by 9. So we added 18 more square feet to our house. So we were pretty excited about that. and could put in a spare bed for guests from Switzerland. So the Swiss, I recently had this group of visitors, and two of them were Swiss, and they're I have a very small family. If you know about, you know, oh, I know someone in California. So these people were not really close to me. I mean, well, like the first group that came was my deceased sister's goddaughter and her sister. And so I probably have seen my sister's goddaughter three times in my life. And she came with her sister, and here I had these super gorgeous 24 and 27-year-olds staying in my studio. And I pointed out to them that I think that Chris was saying about not sleeping well, or maybe I just projected that. Anyway, I politely showed them the pot that we keep in the studio, because they could come in the house if they wanted, which is about 12 steps away, but I would really prefer if they didn't, because it will wake me up because of the 650 square feet. I won't be able to go back to sleep, so please use the pot. That doesn't really go over so well with the Swiss. They kind of like to have the bidet next to the toilet, as well as the full bath. So it was kind of interesting having them there. And then my cousin came, who I've seen probably six times in my life. She's my father's brother's daughter. And it was very enlightening having them there. I don't have a lot of, as I said, a lot of family. And having seen her maybe, I don't know, half a dozen times, never really made a connection. Completely bonded, had a great time. She lived a block from my grandmother. We had a family business in Switzerland. And I'm trying to remember what the roughing it part of being in Switzerland is. It's not, you have to pay a lot. That's rough, costs a lot of money. But my cousin lived within blocks of my grandmother's house, and she let me know that my grandmother was actually orphaned at birth. Her mother died in childbirth, and that's rough. And then come to find out, my grandfather, his father died in the First World War when he was an infant. And I thought, well, that's rough. And so just in the last couple days, finding out why they were such rough people. I mean, being Swiss is pretty, you have to be pretty meticulous and timely. And then to be only, have a single parent, I don't know. I could see why at 10 years old, I find out from my cousin, they sent my dad to this home for boys that were out of control. I think it's kind of like grizzly bear camp or something like that. We have much more stuff in place now, but it was really enlightening to me. And I thought, oh, you know, I'm happy to open my home and my heart to these people coming in and adding a whole different perspective. another part of the roughing it that entertains me is a Native American woman told me I have turkey is my medicine card. So that means like stuff comes to me and give it away. And so I'm always amazed at how well I live on my income. I was gonna respond to you, Chris. I was a nanny for 15 years. I just stopped doing that in June because, as I've probably said, I was afraid somebody might get hurt at this point. And so I stopped. And I get stuff all the time. I mean, I get clothes from other people. I get family heirloom jewelry. I just got all this costume jewelry from a good friend of mine, from his aunt who loved it. And when my sister died, I went to Switzerland, and she and I have the same shoe size, so I came back with about 8 pairs of shoes. And I enjoyed, this is really roughing it, wearing them and going, oh, this is why she didn't wear these very much. You know, this is very uncomfortable. And so all of this to say, I love the level of roughing it that I enjoy in my life. Thanks.